opining on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN, 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going back to the front lines of history in the making, the lines are open. I'm going to be calling on the lines in a second, but I want to talk about this first. Right now, Ukraine is doing everything possible to evacuate civilians from the Donbas region, not just from Mariupol, but there are two supposedly independent republics that the Ruskies have set up and, quote, recognized, end quote, after they seized Crimea from Ukraine back in 2014, they purported to recognize, end quote, the Donetsk and Luhansk regions and called them republicans. It would be as if they said, all right, we're going to take a River West in Milwaukee and make it a republic, and we're going to make the south side of Milwaukee and make it a republic and recognize it as a foreign country. Well, baloney. Baloney. But the Donbass is an overall region that is much larger than Donetsk and Luhansk. It has Mariupol in it. He has a lot of other places in it. The Ruskies are going through like Gestapo. You know, there are certain phrases that were trivialized, and they're coming back into very necessary discourse, and you have to remember their original meaning. Somebody might say, you know, a teenage kid might say, my father's such a Nazi. He's a fascist. He grounded me because I stayed out after curfew. Or, geez, the teachers are Gestapo at school because they're making us do more homework or something. Well, there was a Gestapo. Read about them. They would knock on your door, take you off, torture you, photograph you naked, and then they would send you to a concentration camp. That is what is happening in Ukraine. That is what little Hitler, Putin, is doing. So the immediate question is getting civilians out of the Donbass before this happens to them. The larger question is, why haven't we given Ukraine very heavy weapons to beat Russia already anyway? Why haven't we sent them rocket artillery, missile artillery, multi-missile artillery? They press a button and six or a dozen missiles go off very, very fast. And suddenly you're in the field, you're a Ruskie, and these are hitting you all the time. Why haven't we given them shore-to-ship missiles? Why haven't we given them planes? Why haven't we given them planes? Why haven't we given them medium-range drones that can go anywhere, heavier drones like we used against ISIS in Ukraine? Why haven't we done that? One general put it very well. He said, we have, quote, we've been deterred out of an exaggerated fear of what might happen. You know, from a military point of view, everybody, the minute that somebody in Putin's administration mentions nuclear weapons, we go, okay, go ahead and genocide Ukraine. Well, no. If you permit him to genocide Ukraine, well, you stand on the sidelines and say, he's taunting us. He's going to genocide them because they applied to be in NATO. And you go, well, okay, go ahead. We're afraid of you. If you do it in NATO, though, we'll respond. Even if you mean that, you have no soul. You have no civilization. You're not entitled to anything to stand by and watch a Holocaust that's happening in Ukraine. The good news, and this is something we've hit this very, very hard. How many times in this show have I said, Joe Biden, send him the planes? Like five times a show for weeks? Well, I'm not the only one. And apparently, NATO has set up, and they'll deny it's NATO, a donor coordination center, the DCE. It's technically set up by the UK, the UK was a good one to set it up because they're a surrogate for the United States, but they're not the United States. They are the most insulated in Europe for any Russian attack, and they have nuclear weapons themselves. So they set it up, and there's a massive coordination of heavy artillery and planes going into Ukraine right now. MiG-29s are being transferred. We've been saying send them the planes. This is the way they're doing it. Here are the obstacles, and here's the way to overcome them. To fly a jet plane, a fighter plane, you have to have training. I had friends from high school who went to Annapolis, and one of them flew fighter planes over Vietnam. It takes years to learn to be a fighter pilot. You just don't send somebody up and say, oh, you pull this lever and here's how you land. There aren't years to train these Ukrainian pilots. However, there are a number of pilots there who were trained on MiGs. Those are the Soviet era planes that for these purposes would be fine. And they were in the possession of Warsaw Pact countries when Warsaw Pact countries became NATO countries back in around 2001, 2002. And they apparently are being turned over. We don't know how many. The Donor Coordination Center isn't saying. I hope all of them. There's about 70 of them in the old Warsaw Pact countries. Ukraine has lost a lot of pilots. Retired pilots can be taught to fly these things, these MiGs, because they sort of knew how to do it before. It would take them years to learn how to fly American advanced fighter planes, but I hope we have some in the United States right now that are being trained. There are other minor logistical differences. The old Soviet artillery used 152-millimeter shells. NATO artillery uses 155-millimeter shells. They don't work. So the United States covertly is going around the world, including to India, buying up Soviet 152-millimeter shells to send to Ukraine, and nobody admits it. This is a revelation in a New York Times article that just came out. So something is being done. The UK is now, quote, studying sending them shorter ship missiles. And there ain't time to study, guys. This should have gone there 2 months ago. Zelensky made a very good point that if the West had sent heavy armaments to Ukraine 2 months ago, the Ruskies would have been defeated initially, and Putin wouldn't lose face by then going in deep the way he is now. He's threatened retaliation. If we send him the stuff, we're sending it anyway. It's good. Biden has shaken off the three enemies, Putin, Germany, and the Republican Party. Republican Party, Trump, some video just came out, unbelievably disgusting video when he was president. He's with Zelensky and they're talking and it's taped. It's sort of a press conference. And Putin and Trump said, you're going to have to negotiate with Putin. You're going to have to get along with him. That's like telling people in the Warsaw Ghetto, you should negotiate with Hitler, get along with him. You don't negotiate with Hitler, you kill Hitler. The coordinates for Putin's location, for the general, the butcher of Aleppo, the butcher of Mariupol, all generals and senior officers in Ukraine from Russia are known to the CIA. Release those coordinates, release heavy drones to the Ukrainians. And frankly, I'm going to advocate this. We can launch drones from Poland and Romania too, and we can have CIA agents do it. And the same guys that took out Soleimani in Iraq. It's got to be done. This Donor Coordination Center is a very good first step, but I'm going to say it again. Joe Biden, send the planes, a lot more of them. Send the heavy artillery, send rocket artillery, missile artillery, multi-launch artillery. Germany is not even sending, Germany is a real problem. They're not even sending reinforced combat vehicles, and they make the best in the world because Russia might be mad at them. Oh, really? Why do you think Russia might be mad at you? Could it be that the Wehrmacht invaded Russia and betrayed your pact with Stalin, who was also a murderer, killed millions of people in not just Ukraine, but in Russia, laid siege to Leningrad, starved people, 800,000 people died in Leningrad. Might that be the reason? And you think they're going to forget that? Going to the lines. Mark of the Sack before the break, my friend. Thanks, Colin. What's on your mind today, Mark of the Sack?
Got a couple of things. I missed the previous hour because I had to take care of the dog. But I guess, did you cover, you know, Ron Johnson's approval of the whole thing that Rick Scott down there wants to get rid of Social Security, and that, and also a lawyerly question for you. What is this crap about Donald Trump saying, "Oh, I don't have these documents now, so we can, you know, weasel out of the subpoenas right. for the evidence." He said, "Oh, I don't have that. My law firm has them, or my accounting firm has them." You know that, and I think it should be irrelevant because they said get us these documents, and then he should have been saying that a long time ago. And I think that's just another delay tactic, so they can stretch things out and then say, oh, statute of limitations has run out. Well, that is just another thing that those people at that level can get away with. If you can stretch things out long enough, you can avoid the statute of limitations, and that in that case, statute of limitations should just be set aside. You shouldn't be able to delay that stuff forever.
Those are two excellent points. I'm going to start to address them now, Mark. We're going to a break, and then I will address you right afterwards, but let me start with Ron Johnson and Rick Scott. Ron Johnson supports Rick Scott, so it's important to understand why. Rick Scott is the chairman of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee, and he has suggested the elimination of Social Security and Medicare. Going to a break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more on Mark's ideas right after the break. The gambler, the backbiter, telling that God's gonna...